We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hom Kombucha. It's feel-good, taste-good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. Here are your hosts, Mike Parker and John Warren.
Welcome into this week's edition of the Beaver Sports Podcast. As always, presented by Hom Kombucha, handcrafted with love in Bend for Beaver Nation. Fizzy, delicious, made with antioxidants, probiotics, and all organic ingredients. Hom Kombucha.
And today's show, as always, every week, brought to you in part by Lacrosse Boots, done right since 1897.
Our podcast, as always, also brought to you in part by Visit Corvallis, experience Beaver Game Day fun live in Corvallis, and extend your stay and take in all the Willamette Valley has to offer. Visit Corvallis. Come for the game and stay to play. It's a pleasure to be joined by freshman center forward. These are things we'll explore a little bit here in the next few minutes. Taylor Jones, who has been a National Freshman Player of the Week, a three-time Pac-12 Freshman Player of the Week, and off to a tremendous start in her Oregon State career. Taylor, nice to meet you. Thanks for taking time for us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you for having me.
Your story is a very interesting one, the first recruit out of the state of Texas for Scott Ruick and his staff. So let's start there. Forney, Texas, first of all, is that a suburb of Dallas? You went to Dallas Christian High School, so I would assume so. But tell us a little bit how you and Oregon State first connected.
Yeah, so I started playing basketball on the AAU circuit pretty late. I only played for 2 years. The summer after my freshman year and the summer after my sophomore year. And I am pretty sure Oregon State started recruiting me about in the middle, so right in between those two summers they started recruiting me. And I just immediately, I mean, everyone knew that I loved Oregon State. Everyone knew that it was a top contender immediately. I just connected well with the coaches and all the players. We came up here on a few visits. And honestly, after taking, I think it was my second visit up here, I knew I wanted to come here, but I just didn't commit until about a year later because I wanted to make sure I was for sure. I took three official visits, and Oregon State was my last one, and I ended up committing on my visit, and I haven't regretted it one day since. I love it here.
You must have known that wherever you were going to go, especially as a five-star recruit, it was probably going to be far away, so you weren't dissuaded at all, knowing that the distance between home and Corvallis?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't. I mean, I was thinking about staying home, but I knew that any place that the place that I wanted to go, if it was a fit for me, it would feel like home. And the distance wouldn't really matter to me. And so that was a big factor. Coming up here, I just knew stepping on this campus that this could be my home. And it is my home now. So, I mean, I love it up here. It feels like home. The distance hasn't been too bad. And I think it's because of the people I'm surrounded by. I love the coaches. The team is like my family. So it just makes the distance a lot easier.
Family is very important to you. That's clear in some of the articles we've read going into our opportunity to visit with you. One of the things about when you said you committed on your visit that I found entertaining and interesting was that wasn't the original plan, that you had talked with your dad and family about going back home after the visit and kind of continuing to pray or mull it over and think things through. And yet on Coach Ruick's porch, apparently, you made the announcement. Tell us a little bit about how you kind of decided, hey, why not now and why not on the porch?
Yeah, so like I said, Oregon State was my last visit, and I kind of planned it that way because I figured, well, if the visit goes well, then I might want to commit when I'm there. But I took my other two visits, and those kind of stumped me a little bit. I was like, this is maybe actually a tougher decision than I thought. So going up there on that weekend, I wasn't planning on committing on that weekend. I was planning on coming home, figuring everything out, and calling the coaches, whichever school I wanted to go to. Well, whenever I got back up here, I think it was the very last night that I was here, a few hours before we went over to Scott's house to have dinner, I told my parents, I was like, this is the place for me. I was like, there's no doubt in my mind. And I called my head coach for my AU team, and I just talked it through, talked to him how I was feeling, and he was like, well, if you're feeling that way, then just take it, do it. And so we had dinner, we played a game, and then I asked Katie and Scott if they could go out on the back porch, and I just told them, hey, I want to be a Beaver. And Katie started crying, actually. So I think she was a little excited that I was going to be here.
And then Scott broke the news, I think, I don't know, via Twitter or wherever else, on his porch. So kind of a first in Oregon State recruiting history and a really exciting moment for you, for the program, for the family. We'll get back to Katie in a moment. John, did you have anything you wanted to follow that?
Yeah, I was just going to say, what a fun time to be wanted so much by everybody. But it sounds like you keep it all in perspective. It was early enough that you had time to say, okay, I know where I'm going. Now it's time to focus, finish school, classes, and get ready to come to Oregon State. How was that time period over the summer for you, knowing you knew where you were going, you'd made your decision? Any buyer's remorse at any point between your verbal and then actually coming here?
No, not at all. So I decided that I wanted to commit early because my junior year, I wasn't able to play because of injuries. I had to sit that whole year out, so I was short an AU season, so I knew that I probably wasn't going to get recruited anymore. And I just wanted to, I wouldn't say get it out of the way, but I wanted to be able to relax my senior year and enjoy it. So I took my officials early, and no, I don't regret it one bit. I haven't one day at all. I am so thankful that I was able to make this decision and come here.
Taylor, I wanted to ask you about Katie Faulkner now, but from what I've read and heard and what you've just shared about her reaction to your making the announcement, tell us how you two bonded early in the whole recruiting process. I read a quote from your dad where you said you almost feel like sisters. I mean, I know she's still a coach and an authority figure, so to speak, but there's a real sense of family with her. So maybe tell us a little bit about that, as well as just her coaching acumen, that you knew you were in good hands there, too.
Yeah, so she was actually the one that first started recruiting me at Oregon State. I think she called me first, and then I talked to Scott and a few times to other assistant coaches. And it was just I wouldn't say we were best friends, but I would just felt like I could tell her anything. She could tell me anything. I look up to her. I think that we're very similar in our personalities and our beliefs and just how we live life. And so I think it was easy coming up here knowing that I had someone like that. And also, I just respect her as a coach. She was very good in college, very good in high school. She And now she's here, and she's a post coach, and she plays like I play, or played how I play. So she knows how what I want to be and how I can be one day, hopefully. And so I just respect her. And on the court, she's a coach to me. Off the court, she's a sister. That's just how it is.
It's a great relationship. It is. Now let's get to. You know, your time on the court now. Coming out of high school, you've seen it all, AAU, top-level basketball. You had non-conference games against pretty tough teams, Miami, Missouri State, now Pac-12 play from the post position. How is it different from what you're used to, and do you feel like you're adapting it and learning pretty quickly?
This is extremely different. It's very hard, but it's what I expected. I was told that it was going to be this aggressive, this intense, and I love it. I'm having so much fun. And I think the way Scott arranged our preseason definitely helped us right now. We had a pretty tough preseason schedule, and that has helped us for Pac-12, I believe. Our last game, yeah, we had a loss, but I think we're going to learn from it. And I think that me and Kennedy, we were thrown into the fire,
yeah.
And Scott tells us that all the time. And so I think that we are handling it pretty well. We had to grow since the beginning of the year. I remember in Italy, I remember stepping out on the court, and I was very, very scared. But our coaches have taught us well. They've allowed us to grow. They've put us in the situations to let us grow. And I think that they trust us with that. So I think that we're doing good with what we have.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Was there ever a time you can remember where you're thinking, okay, you've heard all this stuff, and then you got elbowed or you got punched or something, no whistle, and you thought, whoa, you can't do that. And then kind of in your own mindset, all right, here we go.
Actually, it was our last preseason game. I can't remember the team that we were playing against, but I came down. I was on defense. They called a foul on me, and then I went down in the offensive end, and I was just mad, and then I scored, got the and one. And so I think that may have been a moment like that.
Yeah.
I just realized it's very, very physical, and I think these last two Pac-12 games have definitely showed us that. It's very aggressive, and if the refs aren't going to call it, then you got to play aggressive. You have to somehow get the ball in your hands and in the basket, no matter what.
Well, I don't know that you're going to face a team any more scrappy than Arizona State, because their whole mantra is to get in your head, and they've been doing it.
Taylor, I want, before we wrap it up, and I know you have a huge weekend with the Bay Area schools coming, and excited for Beaver Nation to get to come out in tremendous numbers. I want to get your thoughts about playing before the Beaver fans before we close. But back a little bit to your growing up, what I read in an article, I think Beaver Blitz wrote it up, Angie and her staff, but that you were a multi-sport player until about the eighth grade, that you weren't really focused specifically on basketball, volleyball, softball. But then something happened. Did you have a growth spurt? Did basketball just start? I mean, were you starting to really play at a high level to suddenly kind of shift and go all in on hoops?
So growing up, my parents, they wanted us to play many different sports. I played basketball, softball, volleyball. And in high school, my freshman year, I actually threw shot put and discus.
Wow.
And so,
like
yeah, kind of, a little bit. And so I would say my freshman year, I played volleyball, basketball, and did track. And then after that season, I decided that I just wanted to focus mainly on basketball. And I kind of wish that I would have kept on playing volleyball just because it was fun to me. And but yeah, because that summer after my freshman year was whenever I first started playing AU, and things kind of blew up. And my coach told me, he was like, hey, you could maybe be something if you wanted to. And so I decided to put all of my time and focus in basketball, and it's paid off. So
there's one story I wanted to ask you about, whether true. I like the sound of it. Your dad tells that there was a summer tournament when the recruiting starts so early, and you know, players that are prospects by the major programs are known perhaps earlier than you had kind of emerged. But there was a tournament where you were playing with Dallas Christian High School or something, and playing very well, doing more than holding your own, and that there were many college coaches in the stands that were scrambling through there, like who's this one? Who is this? Is there some truth in that? Do you remember, is that kind of how that began to play out?
Yeah, I remember we had a tournament, and I don't specifically remember the games. That was a long time ago. Yeah. But I remember leaving. So the tournament was at the Frisco Fieldhouse in Texas, a very big gym. Everyone loves to play there. And we were leaving, and as we were leaving, I just looked down at my phone, and my coach was like, hey, you need to call all these coaches. Like, they kind of want to talk to you. So then I did, and I was, like, super nervous. But, yeah, that's whenever it first started to blow up, and it was crazy. I mean, I can't really explain it. And
well, so many offers and things began to happen after that. I mean, I have just a list of some of them, but Louisville, Mississippi State, Baylor, Texas, Florida State, Duke, Stanford, UCLA, Tennessee. You whittled it down to the three officials in Florida State, UCLA, and Oregon State, and you actually said you enjoyed the visits to Florida State and UCLA. But what was your world like to go through that whole process with all of these great programs and legendary coaches and so on, heaping all this attention on you? What was that like?
I think it was surreal. I didn't really process it in the moment, and honestly still haven't. I mean, I'm just so thankful that I was given that opportunity. I've definitely been blessed in this life so far, and it's just something that I'm so thankful for. I'm thankful that I've been put in this position, a position to hopefully be a leader one day and for people to look up to me. Hopefully I can be a role model. I mean, I was put in this position for a reason, so hopefully I can utilize it. And yeah, it was very, very nerve-wracking, but also very fun. It was crazy. I can't even describe the experience, but I'm glad that I was able to whittle it down and be here.
Last thing from me, Mike's headed up to Washington. They'll go to Seattle first and then Pullman. You mentioned in your bio that Clay Thompson, he'll be honored in Pullman this weekend for them. You mentioned Clay Thompson, your favorite player. Why?
I started watching Golden State. And I don't know, he's just such a smooth player. Like, his game is so, I feel like it's so relaxing. It looks so easy. And I just love the way he plays. And he's just so low-key, and he doesn't carry himself with a big ego. And I think he's underrated. And I love that. I love being underrated. I think our team is underrated. And I just love being the underdog. And I think that's what he is.
Well, I'll be seeing him Saturday in Pullman. Go Beavs, of course. You want the Beavs to beat the Cougs, but his jersey will be retired. Any message for Clay you'd like me to deliver if I get the chance?
Just tell him I said hi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I hope I get a chance to do so while Beaver Nation will be coming out here this week. What have you made of the fans, the love affair between the Beaver basketball program and this community, the fans to you, you to the fans? What's that been like, Taylor? I mean, I've watched it grow these last 10 years with Coach Rook. I've been amazed by it. What are your thoughts about it?
Oh, I love it. That was a big factor, actually, like deciding on the schools, because, I mean, I knew that this place was probably going to be packed every single night that we were here, and just so much support. And, I mean, after the games with the 8-minute mingle, so many little kids coming up to you and just looking up to you as a role model. And, I mean, there's people like moms and dads that will, like, message me on my social media and just, like, pictures of their son and daughter just, like, looking up to me, or, like, them loving a picture that I took with them. And it's just the little things, like, that make the make everyone so happy, and you don't realize how much of an impact you have on them. And it's so humbling that you can actually do that. Like, you can step out here and have such a big impact on these kids and these families.
Great to have you here. Great to meet you. We'll have more conversations throughout your career. Thanks, Taylor.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
All right, well, that's going to wrap things up for our time with Taylor Jones. Thanks, Taylor, for everything. Again, for Mike Parker, I'm John Warren. Until next week with another edition of the Beaver Podcast. So long, everybody.
This has been the Beaver Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hum Kombucha. It's feel good, taste good kombucha, packed with probiotics and boosted with B12 vitamins. Brewed in Bend, Oregon for Beaver Nation. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Beaver Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.